When Fez Magani heard reports that someone had tried to detonate a bomb in Times Square, his reaction was immediate and strong.
When I first heard about it, I kept praying to God. I said, please do not let this be a Muslim guy. And when they found out that it was actually a guy who was Pakistani and a Muslim, it just broke my heart. It was tragic because good people who go through such a scrutinous process, such a long process, such an excruciating process, now will have to go through something perhaps even more just because of the doings of this one person.
Fez Magani was born in Pakistan and is now an American citizen. Those are probably the only things he has in common with Faisal Shahzad, the Times Square bomb suspect. Shahzad was born in Pakistan, but in April 2009, he took the oath of allegiance and became a naturalized citizen of the United States. And as an American citizen arrested for terror-related offenses, he was read his Miranda rights, and he must be tried through the criminal system. There have been some relatively irrational calls to revoke Shahzad's citizenship. That's a proposal that probably would not be taken seriously if it weren't a senator proposing it.
I think it's time for us to look at whether American citizens who choose to become affiliated with foreign terrorist organizations, whether they should not also be deprived automatically of their citizenship.
That is Senator Joe Lieberman. There is no precedent for stripping an American of his or her citizenship. We're going to talk about the legal facts surrounding that in just a moment. But first, Dr. Azim Khan joins us. She's a pediatrician born in Pakistan. She moved to the United States in 1992 and got her citizenship in 2008. Azim, help me understand the solemnity of the oath that you took when you became a United States citizen. Can you describe that for me and what it meant to you?
Sure. I mean, the oath describes it itself. You are becoming a part of a nation which so many dream to become a part of. And the reason being they see the opportunity and they see the immense resources that are available where you can use your abilities to the best. And you are proud to be a part of this nation. The people you live with, the people you work with, the communities you're in, it gives you so much more than you can find in places or the countries that you're coming from. And you try to do it not only for yourself, for the generations to come, and also you feel that you are doing a great service to this nation. As much as it is giving to you, you're trying to give back. So that's a great honor. And the oath itself describes you are taking an oath to a nation which is indivisible, which has giving you the liberty and the right to talk and freedom. So it's a great thing when you take that oath. I mean, you really are amazingly bound by the oath that you're taking to a nation when you're joining it.
You felt the weight of that oath immediately, obviously. Peter Spiro, a professor of law at Temple University, he focuses on citizenship law, joins us as well. Peter, we've heard these calls from both Joe Lieberman and John McCain talking about revoking someone's citizenship. Does that have any kind of precedent?
Well, it has precedent, but that precedent has been nullified by the Supreme Court, and it's pretty clear that the Lieberman proposal would be unconstitutional under existing Supreme Court precedent. The Supreme Court has held that a citizen can have his citizenship terminated only if he intends to have it terminated. So renunciation under current practice is the only way you can lose your citizenship. You basically have to...
Rather than renouncing it myself, right? I can renounce my citizenship.
That's correct.
Okay. Here's what Senator Lieberman had to say.
There is an existing law, which hasn't been much used. It says that if an American citizen is shown to be fighting in a military force that is an enemy of the United States, then that person loses their citizenship and they no longer have the rights of citizenship.
What is he talking about there?
Well, there is such a law in the books, but he leaves out a key element of that law, which is that you can lose your citizenship by serving in a foreign military service, but only if you intend to relinquish your citizenship.
So still it has to be voluntary.
He makes it sound like a small statutory fix when in fact it would be really a major unprecedented move.
Okay, that's Professor Peter Spiro, professor of law at Temple University. Let's go back to Dr. Azeem Khan, a pediatrician who became a U.S. citizen in 2008. I'm wondering if you kind of felt the same way that another guest we spoke to, Fez Magani, felt when he said it broke his heart to hear that the person who may be responsible for the attempted bombing in Times Square was both a Muslim and a Pakistani. Did you feel that?
Yes, sure. I mean, it really puts you in a position where you think, you know, one person's act is going to reflect on so many others, even though he acted not to represent anyone, just representing himself in doing such an act, if he did it, and how, you know, he came about to do such a thing. And for so many people who are planning to be in this country and to be a part of it, are going to be in such a scrutinized position at this point, although it's already hard to do it since 2011. And now it's going to be even harder for them. And a lot of people have their lives on hold when they're trying to go through this process, trying to be here and use these opportunities and use their potential to the fullest.
You think it will make it harder, that the process will become more rigorous for
yes.
people hoping to attain U.S. citizenship?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. I mean, I think it has become harder in the last 9 years or so, and it is going to get harder because of this, because this person had the citizenship just a year ago, and he went through the more rigorous processes since 2011. And now they probably are going to relook at it, and I don't know what, it is going to get harder.
But, you know, let me ask you, Dr. Khan, you know, I don't feel like we should there's any need to revoke his citizenship. That bond that he made with the U.S., the U.S. made that with him as well, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you do, you're not going to assume him guilty without trying him. And once you try him, you should believe in your own justice system, that they should be able to prove if he's guilty and try him as a U.S. citizen. I mean, this is a two-way commitment they have over there.
Right. He's an American now.
And if they can prove it in a justice system, they should be able to do it and take care of it from there.
Okay, Dr. Azeem Khan is a Pakistani-American who got U.S. citizenship in 2008. She joined us from her home in Florida.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.